Interview format for Elder A. Martin, University of Wisconsin History Project. I was born in Oshkosh, Wisconsin on January 5th, 1901. I obtained my childhood education in the Lutheran parochial school, the grade school, and the high school of that city. While in high school, I had the good fortune to have a chemistry teacher by the name of Louis Feldman, took a special interest in me. He said that even though I was a poor boy, I could go to the university to study chemistry and get a good job and not end up working in the sawmills of Oshkosh, where many of my classmates would be working. I took his advice, and after 2 years of study at the Oshkosh Normal School, enrolled at the University of Wisconsin. For my undergraduate study, I enrolled in the chemistry course with the emphasis on food chemistry under Dr. Schutte. I also took courses in analytical, organic, and physical chemistry together with mathematical chemistry and history of chemistry. The most notable teachers I had were Dr. Fisher, an excellent teacher in organic chemistry, Dr. Matthews in physical chemistry, who I believe was a better administrator than he was a teacher. Dr. Daniels was an excellent teacher and good lecturer, and Dr. Kallenberg was an excellent teacher, in addition to chemistry, had a broad knowledge of music and philosophy and religion, all of which he worked into his lectures on the history of chemistry. Other coursework consisted of classes in general bacteriology, food and water bacteriology, and dairy bacteriology, all under Professor Hastings and Dr. Frost. After obtaining my B.S. degree in chemistry, I wished to continue my studies, and an opportunity came when I was given a graduate assistantship in agricultural chemistry and bacteriology, which enabled me to work toward my M.S. degree. This assistantship was later extended and I worked on my Ph.D. Advanced courses in biochemistry and agricultural chemistry were required for this and fulfilled. Research was also carried on and completed for the M.A. and Ph.D. degrees. Both Dr. Peterson and Dr. Fred supervised the courses of study and research program. As assistant in 1925 and 26 and 28, my duties consisted of doing research in the areas of applied and industrial chemistry and bacteriology. I did not take part in the instructional program of the department. Professors Peterson and Fred were both outstanding in research in the areas of fermentation and published numerous articles on this subject in scholarly journals. In their work, they collaborated interdepartmentally and with certain industries which furnished some of the funds. I'm not familiar with the administrative duties of Professor Hart in chemistry and Hastings in bacteriology. The social structure in the department was most informal. Students and faculty held occasional parties, and once a year, the Ag Bacteriology Department had an outdoor picnic. My own career, while working as an assistant, for the most part, was low-key. We were expected to be at work every day at 8 o'clock. And this went on until 9 p.m., when Dr. Fred would make his last rounds of inspection before he went home. Needless to say, the labs emptied quickly after that. In general, I would say that the relationship between students and faculty were formal and friendly. For both ag chemistry and bacteriology, the facilities for classroom and laboratory were somewhat crowded, but for that period, quite adequate. The library was so well supplied with books and journals. While I was a student, and the outstanding events in the ag chemistry department were concerned with the vitamin D work of Dr. Steenbuck and the work on the treatment of pellagra by Dr. Elvium. Student life while studying at the university was more or less governed by the amount of time one had after putting in a full day of study, and this time spent in class, laboratory, and library. Also by the amount of money a working student had left over after paying for his room and board, books, and supplies. Fortunately, the returned laundry box from home would contain something to relieve the monotony of a strictly limited cafeteria diet. My living quarters varied all the way from a single bed, desk, and chair in a one-room closet near the campus, for which I paid $10 per month, to more adequate facilities in the Alpha Chi Sigma fraternity house and rooming house. For this, I paid about $15 a month. While an undergraduate student, I held jobs as a dishwasher in the Lathrop Hall cafeteria and later as counterman and waiter. The pay at that time for these jobs was 35 cents an hour. By working an hour and a half, one could get just about enough for a sustaining meal. The living arrangements were adequate, but the time spent at outside work cut into the time for study. I did join Alpha Chi Sigma fraternity and for a while worked at that house for my meals. Social activity was limited by the time and money. I attended Luther Memorial Church and the student meetings on Sunday. I also occasionally attended a dance at the fraternity. I infrequently attended special cultural, social events on the campus. I used the facilities of the Memorial Union, the campus library, and read the Daily Cardinal. I also used the Student Health Service, the libraries in Ag Hall, and the main library were adequate enough to date. Women were enrolled in both the Ag Chemistry and Ag Bacteriology. Their opportunities for study and later job placement seemed to be good. We had one black male student in Ag Bacteriology for a short time. When he withdrew for reasons I do not know. Students from outside Wisconsin were well received as far as I could tell. The passing years have dimmed many memories of my years at the University of Wisconsin. However, I still recall the advice given to me by my high school chemistry teacher. If you really want to go to college and study chemistry, you can. I'm happy that I did just that and chose the University of Wisconsin.